Shalom Aleichem, everyone. So nice to have you join us today on Thursday, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. I want to begin with a question that I posed this past week in Shul, which I received some responses to, but I believe it's something that is still somewhat confounding and something that requires and really calls out for explanation. Rabbi Sadia Gaon points out that the Aseret HaDibros are the Ten Commandments are something that reflects almost all of Yahadus, that the 613 mitzvot are all somehow integrated and expressed through the Aseret HaDibros. And we know that this is a question in general. Are the Aseret HaDibros more important than other parts of the Torah? Are they really the same? And the Gemara seems to tell us that we should never assume that one part of the Torah is more significant or more kadosh. In fact, the Gemara has a havaminam seches brachos that maybe they should have or they wanted to integrate the Aseret HaDibros into the Birchos Kriyishma. And that was rejected because people might come and feel that the Aseret HaDibros are more important. Likewise, the Rambam actually believed that we should not stand up for the Aseret HaDibros for the same reason. But even if we assume that these are not more important than other parts of the Torah, there's still obviously something significant about them. These were supposed to be the 10 Dibros that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke out. Again, there being a Sajigon that said this is like a heading, so to speak, for the rest of the Torah. And if that is the case, it's quite unusual that if you look at the Dibros themselves, that first of all, there is no mention of really anything but Alma Chaveiro as far as Chesed or Tzedakah or Avas Yisrael, Hatarecha Kamocha, etc. And even more so, the Aseret HaDibros, most of them are written in the negative. Do not worship idols. Do not take God's name in vain. Do not kill. Do not kidnap. Do not, et cetera, et cetera. And we know that the mitzvos asei, the positive mitzvos, are considered to be far more fundamental than the negative mitzvos. In fact, the Ramban, in his commentary on Chumash, said that there's a principle called asei dochelos asei, positive mitzvos push off the negative mitzvos, because the positive mitzvos reflect ahavas Hashem, the negative mitzvos reflects yiras shamayim, sort of fear and awe of God, and because it's more important to serve God through love as opposed to through fear, so therefore the positive mitzvos push away the negative mitzvos. Now, if that's the case, if the most fundamental way of connecting with God is going to be through the positive mitzvos, why are there Aseret HaDibros, essentially a list of things that one cannot do and one is prohibited to do? Why not express that in the positive? And I think that's a very, very important question. Now, perhaps to answer that question, let's turn to an issue that comes up, and this is Parshas Mishpatim, based on last week's parasha, that it says that Bnei Yisrael stood tachtis hahar, underneath the mountain. And Rashi says, of course, a very famous Rashi based on the Gemara and Shabbos, that Kadosh Baruch Hu held up the Torah like a har kegigis, and threatened Bnei Yisrael, either you accept the Torah or sham tehek furoschem, or you'll be buried there. So the Mefarshim point out, Tosos and others, of how do we correlate and coordinate, on the one hand, nasa v'nishma, that which the Gemara tells us awarded us with crowns being tied onto our heads by the Malachim. How do we coordinate nasa v'nishma, on the one hand, with this image of us being threatened with the giving of the Torah, right, that we placed, stood beneath the mountain, that it was placed kegigis, it was placed like a roof and about to be squashed in Bnei Yisrael. So different Mefarshim give different answers to this question. Some people assume that originally we said nasa v'nishma, we will do it, we will accept it, and then we got afraid, and then God held the mountain over our heads. Some people, the Medrash assumes that we gladly accepted the Torah, nasa v'nishma, for Torah Shebaksav, but we needed to sort of be threatened by Torah Shebaal Peh. But neither one of those answers to me sound very either sophisticated or very truthful. What I do think is the case is the answer of the Maharal. And the Maharal says this in many, many places. It's one of the most famous ideas of the Maharal, that did we accept the Torah willfully and willingly, gladly, Nasav Nishma, absolutely. And that was in Torah Shavuot Tzav, that was in Torah Shavuot Peh. We didn't backtrack from that. But at the same time, there had to be an impression left that the acceptance of the Torah, the fulfillment of the Torah, the presence of the Torah in the world is what the Maharal called mukhrach. It absolutely needs to exist. It needs to be there. The ethics of the Torah, the values, the principles, the mitzvos, the Torah needs the world needs the Torah to exist. And that's why we say Yom HaShishi, the sixth day in the creation of the world, the letter HaShishi is referring to the sixth day of Sivan, the Gemara says, namely that creation is dependent on the sixth day of Sivan, namely the acceptance of the Torah. And while we say Nasa V'nishma, yes, we'll do it, we willingly accept it, that is the greatness of Klal Yisrael, there also needs to be a sense of Mukhrach, that's not based on feelings, it's not based on acceptance, it's not based on I am in the mood, I'm not in the mood, I want to, I don't want to, but that this is something which is absolutely critical. Sort of think about a marriage as well. Marriage is about love, it's about feelings, it's about all those things. At the same time, we mandate on the chasan to accept what the ksuva says, that you need to do these things, you need to cherish the person, you need to financially support the person. It's not just about la-di-da, but there's that component to it as well. And that's Kabbalah Satorah, not Nishma, but certainly in the framework of this needs to be accepted, and you were chosen to do that, and the responsibility. So that's the case. When we think back to our initial question about the Aseres HaDibros, of why it was written in the negative, while the ideal midah is Avas Hashem, it can't only rely on that. It can't only rely on the feelings of love. It can't only rely on feelings of acceptance. It can't only rely on yes, I feel passionately towards the Torah. No, there's a very clear framework of don'ts and punishments and responsibilities and the recognition of a framework of behavior. And until we have that, and that's what the Aseres HaDibros are, the framework of behavior of strict discipline guidelines of how we act, so then that Avas Hashem and the Avas HaTorah is something which comes and goes, and when it's there, it's great. When it's not there, we can't get out of bed, and we do all sorts of things. That Avas Hashem, that Avas HaTorah, the Avas HaMitzvos, all those beautiful, more significant concepts can only take place when we have the discipline established by the Los Ases, and that's exactly what the Aseres HaDibros are trying to echo. I mean, all of us in our lives have a beautiful balance, a very, very difficult balance, a framework of discipline, of awe, of responsibilities, of the Los Ases, so to speak, within that framework to work hard to develop a truly passionate Ahavas Hashem and an Ahavas HaTorah, and that certainly is a lifelong, difficult, but most rewarding goal for all of us. Thank you for calling in, and look forward to speaking again, Amir Tz Hashem, next week this time. Bye-bye.